Today, EOL Travel welcomes you to Switzerland, and we start our visit with a view of the mountains for which this country is most famous. Switzerland is associated in people's minds above all with skiing. Nowadays, you can go skiing almost anywhere in the world, but the skiing industry as we know it was actually born right here in Switzerland. The first hotels and the first cable cars to carry skiers up the mountains were built well over 100 years ago. And many Swiss ski resorts like Zermatt and St. Moritz are still among the most popular in Europe. Experienced skiers regard Switzerland as having some of the best slopes in the world. As well as skiing, Switzerland is famous for tobogganing. This is the Cresta Run, the tobogganer's ultimate challenge. Let's leave the mountains for now and pay a visit to Switzerland's charming old capital city, Bern. Bern is relatively small for a capital city, having a population of only 350,000. Most of the city center is pedestrianized and closed to traffic, apart from trams, of course. The Swiss are highly environmentally conscious and use their excellent public transportation whenever they possibly can. They're also very proud of their history and the fact that they've always remained independent, though surrounded by larger and more powerful nations. As far as religion is concerned, Switzerland is mainly Christian and about equally divided between Catholics and Protestants. You could say that flowers are almost a religion for the inhabitants of Bern. Everywhere you go, you'll see wonderful displays. It's another of the many traditions which today's Swiss people still proudly insist on maintaining. Not that Switzerland is all tradition and tourism. It's also a modern industrial country with a very strong financial services sector, particularly, of course, in banking and insurance. But it's above all the wonderful scenery which draws people to Switzerland, and not just for skiing. In the spring and summer, these green hills are filled with hikers, drawn from polluted cities all over Europe to fill their lungs with fresh air. Switzerland in the summer is a walker's paradise with its innumerable well-marked long-distance footpaths, and the weather is reliably sunny and warm, but not too warm. And so we end with a look at another of Switzerland's great tourist attractions, Lake Geneva. Despite the country's status as an advanced industrial economy and the importance of her banking and insurance sectors, this glorious landscape is undoubtedly Switzerland's greatest asset. No one who has visited these mountains and lakes will ever forget their tranquil and majestic beauty.